Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Ed Bouchette talked about Le'Veon Bell, speculating a bit on what's going to happen. This is a couple of days ago, but it's still relevant.
They could get it done then, but I don't know. The more and more I think of it, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they say to him, you go out and test free agency. Our offer will remain here. You get something better and want to take it, go. But if you don't, you want to come back and take this, fine.
Well, that's going to have to happen today because they're going to hit him with that franchise tag.
Yeah.
You know what else could happen, though? And this isn't totally out of the realm of possibility, is they work out a deal, his agent does, works out a deal with another team.
Tag and trade.
Yes,
yeah.
While he's tagged and then essentially trades him.
Big fan of that move.
That's much better than just letting him walk off into free agency, because this offense is still better with Bell than it isn't.
Well, here's the other thing, though. Let me interrupt for just one second. People say, well, you can't just let him walk for nothing. Well, you do get the freed up cap space.
You do. But do you have a replacement for him?
That's up for debate, but whenever I heard Andrew Filippone yesterday say that the records are virtually identical, at least the win percentage, is identical with and without him, how much does this Steeler offense when it leads to wins? And again, I'm changing my tune. I'm doing a 180.
I love that you're doing that.
This is only after I saw the ESPN stuff from overnight, that he is who in this town? And now, maybe I'm too haughty here, or maybe I'm too, maybe I'm looking at the Rooneys with too much reverence. But who in this town throws the gauntlet down at Art Rooney 2 whenever you want to clash with a contract?
As a player, it doesn't work. You're right. But I agree. He's a knucklehead. He's going about this the wrong way. He looks like a total goof as he's doing it. I'm sure we'll get a new freestyle on Instagram today that will explain how much he really wants. All of that does not play well in Bell's favor. What does play well in his favor is the fact that he's the best running back in the game.
That's fine. I'm just trying to win games here. I'm taking all that stuff out of it, the jousting with the Rooneys and all that. I'm taking it all out of it. If they do nothing, how do you expect this team to be better next year? And I'm not going to hang my hat on drafting and hoping that Colbert hits a home run with first round, second round, third round guys. He takes up too much money. I think you can get a running back that's adequate and good and that can take some of the load off and then lean on Juju and AB and Ben and the O-line. But I'm going to buy pieces that help me defensively. That gives me a better chance this year than it was last year. Bell made all 16 games last year, and they didn't go too far in the playoffs.
You want to hear something crazy? And I honestly mean this. When he talks about retirement, first of all, Art 2 just rolls his eyes and goes, $448 million, like $450 million. That's our number. That's what it's going to be. That's number one. Art just is like, okay, you know, talk about retirement. It doesn't faze me. You're not going to – Art Rooney II doesn't get shaken down.
He's not bluffing.
Right? Like, that's number one. Number two, here's the crazy part. I really feel like he has a warped sense that if he retires – he can make money in music. You might think I'm nuts.
No.
But I really feel like, because I know some people who work at a studio where he's gone, okay? And they've told me, like, this guy fashions himself as, like, a legit, like,
I know he does.
Being friends with Drake doesn't make you Drake.
And AB's the guy who's friends with Drake. Anyway. But Le'Veon Bell thinks that he is, you're right, like, going to be Drake. Going to be like TJ or DJ Khaled. Mike Will made
And everybody that like, buys.
It's not happening.
But everybody that streams all that stuff is Steeler Nation.
Right.
They're Steeler fans because you're a Steeler. If you were not a Steeler anymore, I promise you not too many people will be streaming your stuff you roll out.
When you're a Detroit Lion, you're going to get a lot less downloads. Good luck.
Well, yeah, but I think he does fashion himself like, hey, if I retire, it's cool. I'll just make a bunch of money in music. Well, I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know. I think Nelly's a better football player than he is a rapper.
Nelly played baseball.
Yes.
Right.
I was thinking longest yard. When he was in, I was saying longest yard with the run.
I mean, this guy.
Wait, hold on. You're referencing the newer Longest Yard, the remake, not the original?
Correct.
That's your first mistake.
That's incredible. Jason Mackey, in a little under an hour, he joins us at 8 o'clock. We take your calls, 412-928-9370. Here's the fundamental question for you. Will Le'Veon Bell, and it's our poll question at Fan Morning Show on Twitter, will he be a Pittsburgh Steeler week one? Will he suit up in uniform week one for the Pittsburgh Steelers this coming year? We'd love for you to answer that. Is Le'Veon Bell going to run the football for the Pittsburgh Steelers in week one this coming year, Josh?
Yes, I say he will. I hope he doesn't, but I say he will. I shouldn't say that. I hope it works out, but I don't think it will.
I think he'll end up doing – I think he'll come – I don't want to say come to his senses because that's the wrong way. But, you know, he's going to – he won't be at camp, and I think we'll see an exact repeat of what we saw last season. That we won't see him in camp, and then all of a sudden he's gonna, you know, he'll be with his shirt off, standing at the end of his driveway, doing some interview, talking
couple
this,
Florida workouts,
yeah, talking this, talking that, acting tough. You know what? Here's what I've learned about Le'Veon Bell, in this contract stuff. Le'Veon Bell likes to talk tough, but I think from a boardroom standpoint or a contract standpoint, I don't know how tough Le'Veon Bell is. I really don't. I don't know how tough he really is when it's time to draw his line in the sand. Did he sit out Latrobe? Sure. But now he has this other demand or this other sort of ultimatum.
He just put himself in a very bad situation, didn't he?
Well, yeah, because he's going to look really bad if he doesn't retire. If they franchise him, which they're going to do today,
uh-huh.
They throw the franchise tag on him and he doesn't retire, he looks like, and I'll say it, he looks like a coward. He looks like someone who doesn't back up his words. And that, to me, is, you know, if you want to – because, like, give a listen to Le'Veon Bell. And this is from the Pro Bowl.
You know, I want to be respected for what I do. You know, obviously, you know, money is – you know, it is what it is, you know. But I want to be a guy who remembered and, you know, that people going to remember the things I did and how I went about my business.
The other thing about Le'Veon Bell is he's
that's
so
hilarious right there. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I want to be remembered for the things I did and how I went about my business. Well, that's sadly what we're talking about today.
Well, he's so all over the place here. And this is what – he needs to fire his agent. And here's why. Because the agent isn't stepping up and taking any shots for him. One of the reasons you have agents is to keep you positive in the court of public opinion.
Correct.
And right now, I don't see – nobody wants to hear – nobody wants some song and dance – about a guy who's a rich guy. I'll put it like this. Bell's doing a wonderful job of making himself try to look like some aggrieved party when there's not one person in the world, especially one person in Steeler Nation, who wants to hear about a rich guy crying poor mouth because he wants to get richer. Nobody wants to hear that. Not one person wants to hear that. If you want to say that privately, you want to call the Rooneys, you want to say, yo, we're coming down to South Water Street. We need to knock this out because I'm underpaid. All right. They understand. They're in that game. They're in that business.
You know where my door is.
Right. Come on over. But does he think he's going to play violins right now and people are going to in Pittsburgh say, oh, man, you know what? I just humped it out 40 hours a week at the insurance place. Or, man, you know what? I work downtown. I take the Pat bus down. You're right, Lev. You're underpaid. I feel you, my man. Like, he's not getting any sympathy here.
Nor should he. And the Rooneys, they know how to handle this. Okay, we offered him 13 last year. He didn't want that, so we offered him 14 this year. We guaranteed 38 last year. This year we offered him 44, 42 guaranteed. He's saying no. They're going to throw those numbers out there and let people see what they actually offered him and said, okay, Bell, you have no more fans in your back pocket anymore. Le'Veon's done this poor from the beginning. The only thing he did good was say, I want to get this thing done and I want to be a Steeler. He said that at the very, very beginning. Now his words are showing the exact opposite, and his agent is nowhere to be found or heard of.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe he just doesn't want to be here after this year. Maybe this is all just his I hesitate to think that he's outthinking all of us on this, but maybe his plan is, I don't want to be in Pittsburgh after this year. I want to go out on the free agent market. I want to go somewhere else. I want to get paid whatever I think I can get paid.
This agent is either the worst agent in the world or he can't control his client, but he just wants to milk money off of him. Because, and perhaps that's the issue here. is that the agent can't do damage control when Le'Veon Bell just won't shut up.
Well, guess what, too? If you're an agent, you make a percentage of what he makes, and there's only so much you can say to your client before he says, you know what, then I'll fire you and get someone else that'll listen to what I'm saying.
It is a total train wreck with Le'Veon Bell, contract-wise. It's just never a streamlined message from him. He's all over the place. He's frazzled. It's not one voice, one time, one message, ever.
And it's also a distraction. It's going to get there. And the guys in the locker room can say whatever the hell they want. No, that's just Bell. Bell's fine. We know what we get from Bell. It's a distraction.
Oh, it's best for business for us. I love it. I do. I love it for business standpoint. But if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers at some point, and, you know, this here's the next shoe to drop. They're going to tag him, okay? And then it's going to be one of those. Art, Bert, he goes to his PR guy. Hey, Bert, let me get – you got Bouchette's number, right? Yeah. Hey, Bert, you got Dulac's number? Yeah, okay. Here's the number. 4 years, 15.2 per. Tell them that and to write it in the Pittsburgh
and
Post.
And throw in 44 guaranteed.
Yeah, that's what it is. And they didn't hear that from us, but get it in tomorrow's paper. Thanks. All right, Bert, go about your day. And so that will appear. Sources have told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that the offer to Le'Veon Bell was for this. And then you publicly embarrass the guy by not really having to publicly embarrass the guy and name yourself.
And in that same article, it'll be, keep in mind, the number two paid running back makes $8 million a year. It's just you can't win against the Steelers or the Rooneys, period.
You're not going to.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.